98.3 KULM, Tuesday, May the 12th. Always appreciate the county judge getting on the radio show and keeping us up to date. My friend, Ty Prousey.
Daryl, thank you for having me again.
Absolutely. Well, I know I reported the very latest from the bulletin board yesterday, but have there been any developments, or you want to just review the very latest information?
Sure. No big developments as far as changes in case numbers or new information. We're waiting on the 76 test sample sent off on Friday to come back.
Well, hopefully we'll get another good report.
Certainly our hope and our prayer. Some may have heard that Governor Abbott had a call yesterday with county judges and mayors. Some of it had to do with funding, reimbursements to counties, cities, et cetera, for what they've spent. But one important note I wanted to mention was there's going to be statewide testing in all nursing homes and for all staff working in nursing homes. That's supposed to start in the very near future as part of the governor's plan and the strike force's plan to keep everybody safe that's vulnerable, but let us continue opening up businesses in our state. At the same time, which is a tall order, be the first to admit, being able to do what we have to do for our businesses and everybody that is still out of work possibly or still closed all the way or partially, we've got to get them back open and get our economy going again.
Even though we had an additional case over the weekend reported, we are still going to be able to stay at 50% because we qualified to do so?
That is correct. Basically, it goes like this, that if you had already filed the form, which we did, saying that we had five or fewer active cases, and if that number changes or fluctuates, then you look at what are the two or three categories that the governor's order puts you in based on whether or not you've had five testing events first. And we've not had five, we've only obviously had two. But then the number two is, in that posting or rule, whether you have more than three or three per 1,000 in your county, which would have to put us up around 66 plus cases before there would be any reversion or slowing down of opening up.
All right, so it's a gradual opening up, and it looks like the plan is in motion, and we're just continuing on that path.
Yes, or hopefully May 18, we get confirmation for the rest of the businesses that have not been able to open up at all. Perhaps even more word on, continuing the expansion back to 100%, hopefully, for all of the other businesses.
All right. Well, look, I appreciate you jumping on the radio. And, y'all had a meeting yesterday morning. Is there anything else you might want to convey to the public while I've got you here?
Yes, sir. One thing I had on my mind I wanted to convey, we've got, obviously, some voting coming up. For runoff elections and whatnot in the very near future. And the Commissioner's Court looked at how Ms. Rebecca LaCourse had suggested we redo our early voting rooms. We had complaints, and I'd be the first to admit, we did not have sufficient space for people to vote privately enough. So now there's going to be increased space in the annex, a whole additional room with changes in traffic flow. So we'll be able to space people out more for not only the concerns about the COVID-19 virus, but also privacy concerns as well. Hope our citizens think that that is going to work better.
And of course, if they have any questions, y'all always welcome questions. It's not a problem. Give the county offices a call, county judge's office, or we have our election administrator and does a great job.
Happy to try to do our best and answer questions.
Have a good day, Ty. I appreciate it, man.
Thanks for letting me get in, Daryl. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week, if not sooner.
All right. Anytime. All right. Keep me posted.
I will, sir. Bye-bye.
All right, buddy.